Now, Sam Cedar on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
So we have Congressman Brian Baird from Washington State's 3rd Congressional District. Back in November, he sent a letter to the House Committee on Standards of Official Conduct to ask them to look into the issue of firms selling political intelligence and day traders getting inside information coming from the Hill. Welcome to the program, Congressman.
Glad to be with you, Sam.
Now, your letter apparently is available on rawstory.com, but tell us what you what your understanding is of this entire issue.
Well, here's the problem in a nutshell. There are firms that operate on Capitol Hill who gather what is called political intelligence. And as far as if they're gleaning congressional record or public testimony, that's fine. But there's evidence that they may be working to get inside information that's not yet available to the public that could then be used to make really enormously consequential investment decisions. We have some evidence gathered by one reporter that, for example, a staff member for Bill Frist sent around an email telling folks that they were not going to move forward an asbestos bill, but it wasn't widely disseminated. Nevertheless, during the night, the stock of the major company involved in the asbestos lawsuits doubled overnight on word, inside word, that there wouldn't be legislation moving. The problem is the public doesn't have access to this, but it lends to sort of a quid pro quo environment where lobbyists say, give me some information about what's in or in not in the bill, and then can make enormously profitable investment decisions based on that.
Now, my understanding is this is technically legal because this is almost one of those gaping loopholes that nobody really considered.
Exactly. You know, if Martha Stewart gets information from inside a company and makes a stock trade, she goes to jail. If you get information from inside Congress and make a stock trade, you get rich.
So tell me this. Is this new? I mean, is this something that has happened before? Or how long is something things like this going on?
You know, it's hard to know exactly the scope of this because much of this is not going to be traceable because the folks who gather this intelligence don't necessarily have to register with lobbyists as lobbyists or divulge their clients. So it's really difficult to trace. But, you know, let me give you an example. Let's suppose you learned that there would be an ethanol provision in the energy bill. You could go out and buy corn futures and make a killing on that if you learned before the market did.
And in this day and age where you have Republicans authoring all the bills in Congress, all the bills in the Senate, it's only Republicans who have the ability to do this stuff.
Well, pretty much. And they're the people who are going to put things in at the last minute. And there's further evidence that's also disconcerting. One of Tom DeLay's staff member, Tony Rudy, was apparently engaging in day trading even as he was working on Mr. DeLay's staff. Now, we don't know that he was trading specifically on information gained in his capacity to work for Mr. DeLay, but it just smells awfully bad to have somebody working for the House Majority Leader privy to all kinds of confidential information day trading in the middle of the day.
Now, I wonder, because there's so many of DeLay's former staffers who have been indicted. Is he one of the guys who's been indicted, Tony Rudy?
He's one of the fellows who's associated with Abramoff. I don't know if he's been indicted yet or not, but I certainly think that he's under investigation.
So what have you heard back from the House Ethics Committee?
Well, as you know, House Ethics has been in turmoil for the last year as the Republicans changed the head of House Ethics because they didn't want to see DeLay investigated.
Right.
The committee's just getting back up to staff, so we haven't heard officially. But our understanding right now is there's nothing prohibiting this in the House rules. So what I intend to do is introduce legislation drawing a bright line saying if information is not publicly available, has not been published, you can't share it with people who might use it for investment purposes, limiting the ability of members and their staff to make day trades and other similar speculative investments, and requiring clear-cut disclosure if we do make investments and of lobbyists and who their clients are exactly. So you can, in fact, trace if trades are being made on inside information.
I mean, this is the reason why people have blind trust, isn't it?
Well, I think we ought to. I think we ought to either have blind trust or broad-based mutual funds, the kind of things that you're not going to be able to speculate in easily.